the miseries of material contact.
Vyogam.
Extermination.
Extermination.
Just like annihilation. Yoga Sanghitam.
Yoga Sanghitam.
Called trance in yoga.
Called trance in yoga.
Being situated in such a position. I wanted to read it, but it's nice to see your enthusiasm. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of greatest difficulty. This indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact. This is a verse which is very relevant to our discussion, as we will see in a little while. But let us first offer our obeisances. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Shatarine.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada explains, after nirvana or material cessation, there is the manifestation of spiritual activities or devotional service of the Lord, known as Krishna consciousness. In the verse of the Bhagavatam, Svarupena Vyavastiti, this is the real life of the living entity. Maya, or illusion, is the condition of spiritual life contaminated by material infection. Liberation from this material infection does not mean destruction of the original eternal position of the living entity. I will continue. The best practice of yoga in this age is Krishna consciousness, which is not baffling. A Krishna conscious person is so happy in his occupation that he does not aspire after any other happiness. There are many impediments, especially in this age of hypocrisy, to practicing Hatha Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, and Jnana Yoga. But there is no such problem in executing Karma Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. As long as the material body exists, one has to meet the demands of the body, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and also mating. But a person who is in pure Bhakti Yoga or in Krishna consciousness does not arouse the senses while meeting the demands of the body. Rather, he accepts the bare necessities of life, making the best use of a bad bargain, and enjoys transcendental happiness in Krishna consciousness. He is colorless towards incidental occurrences such as accidents, disease, scarcity, and even the death of a most dear relative. But he is always alert to execute his duties in Krishna consciousness or Bhakti Yoga. Accidents never deviate him from his duty. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 2:14, Agama Payino Nitya Stang Stitik Shasva Bharata. He endures all such incidental occurrences because he knows that they come and go and do not affect his duties. In this way, he achieves the highest perfection in yoga practice. who, even you are the translator, if you use your critical intelligence, what do you find out? When you speak, the whole area around you is affected with inattention. Isn't it best to go either in a corner or outside, like we always do in all? Where should we go? Is there another translation also, a German translation? Hare Krishna, Dita. How many of you are in Croatian? Yeah. 5 or 6. Dobro došli. Maybe we go there in that place of the room in the little back side, yeah. Then you can also shout loud, and I mean not shout but say it loud. Wie viel hast du denn bei dir? 4. Ja, das geht ja in der Ecke, oder? Ihr seid ja schon in der Ecke. Gut. Of the Bhagavad Gita, the stage of perfection in Krishna consciousness is very attractively described. In the stage of perfection called trance or samadhi, one's mind is completely restrained from material mental activities. By practice of yoga, this perfection is characterized by one's ability to see the self by the pure mind and to relish and rejoice in the self. In that joyous state, one is situated in boundless transcendental happiness, realized through transcendental senses. Established thus, one never departs from the truth, and upon gaining this, he thinks there is no greater gain. Being situated in such a position, one is never shaken, even in the midst of the greatest difficulty. This indeed is actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact. Krishna consciousness is that state of consciousness in which one always has contact or connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is described in the Gita, Yumam Pashyati Sarvasya, one who sees me everywhere and everything in me. He is never lost to me and I am never lost to him. Krishna consciousness, as we can hear from this verse, means a connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness need to feel this active connection, otherwise their life can become dry and their service either stress or routine. It is interesting to note that this living connection with the Lord is also the source of enthusiasm. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how very important enthusiasm is for the devotees in Krishna consciousness. He says, enthusiasm is the soul of Shraddha, of faith. If we have faith in Krishna, but we lack enthusiasm, our faith is not so lively or not so alive. Just like a body requires a soul to function, Shraddha requires enthusiasm in order to live. I think we all know this. When our enthusiasm is leaving us, our Krishna conscious practice is not very much alive. It is Prabhupada in the third canto describes the difference between alive yoga and dead yoga. If there is such a thing as dead yoga, it appears. That happens when enthusiasm leaves our Shraddha. Today, as announced maybe for the third time already, I would really like to talk a little bit about enthusiasm. And in order to make our talk substantial, let us first go to the etymological roots of the word. The Sanskrit word for enthusiasm is utsahan. Yes. Ut means out, and it means also transcendence, or can also mean the Lord. And saha means together with. Utsahan means together with the Lord. It's a state of togetherness or connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That really is enthusiasm. Yes. The ghost in the machine has confirmed it in his own ghost face. Together with the Lord, to be together with the Lord, that really is the definition we have for enthusiasm. Yomang pashyati sarvasya, one who sees me everywhere and everything in me. Yes, that's the state we define as enthusiasm. Now, in the beginning, Prabhupada has also given us another definition of enthusiasm, which is appearing in the Nectar of Instruction. He says, enthusiasm is endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness. Or in his own words, endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness is called enthusiasm. At once we are informed that enthusiasm is not just, let us say, a more or less blind or juvenile display of energy. We cannot, in other words, say that the young bhakta who runs around with great speed, a young devotee, he is necessarily the most enthusiastic devotee. It's not external. We can say if someone has endeavors, means tries his best with intelligence, that is accepted as enthusiasm. So let us summarize. Enthusiasm means togetherness with the Lord, and that is displayed or seen by a symptom that a devotee endeavors in his or her devotional service in an intelligent way. It's very difficult to say who is together with the Lord and who is not. So therefore, it is very helpful for us to look in our lives for such external or visible symptoms, like an endeavor made with intelligence. Now, we all know that in our lives as devotees, we are bound to be on a journey. On a journey of life which does affect, amongst many other things, let us say almost all things, also our enthusiasm. If you look back into your beginning phases of Krishna consciousness, you will see that there was absolutely no obstacle which you couldn't take. I'm so amazed we have devotees from Serbia with us who went through almost inconceivable difficulties to come here. some of them just hung on the wheels of the airplane and just very enthusiastic to come here. We have other devotees who are a little older than these devotees who, they are not here with us because they couldn't hang themselves on the wheels of an airplane. I can understand this. I do remember my own life in Krishna consciousness. I was so enthusiastic that sometimes I just ran out of the house. And after 100 meters only, I found out I had no shoes on. According to what we have heard earlier, this is really not enthusiasm, because it says endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness. So that is not a good example, really. But I think you know what I mean. That enthusiasm, which is free from all doubts, which can make the impossible possible, that enthusiasm, which can carry us beyond our mind and our aging bodies, that enthusiasm, which helps us to be satisfied with 5 or 4 hours sleep a day, that enthusiasm is there in the beginning and sometimes not in the end. Krishna. Do I speak your language? Can you understand the subject matter of today? In the Madhurya Kadambini, we find an interesting description of the journey of enthusiasm. It starts with what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur calls Utsahamayi. It is that beginner's enthusiasm. Then bhakti comes through stages like Ganatarala. It's sporadic. It's not always there, but it's sometimes there. Vyudhavikalpa creeps in. That is indecision. You can't get yourself out of the bed early in the morning when you should be for Mangal Arati. And you are not able always to keep your vows. That is a very realistic estimation of a devotee's life in Krishna consciousness, who may in the beginning have been very enthusiastic, but in the middle, let us not say the end. We cannot say the end. We hope the end will be glorious and very enthusiastic, but who is no longer so enthusiastic. That is very realistic. Look at when someone joins. I will never marry. Marriage is an entanglement of the emotions. It's a clear jump into the bhava, the ocean of material emotions. But look what happens to the celebrated brahmacharis and brahmacharini in the end. They see, I can't do this. You know, this is artificial. Let's be realistic. Let's marry. Without saying that it is wrong to marry, I think it is very, it's an ashram and it is very relevant for devotee's life. But what is wrong is if in the name of realism, they become, make compromises to clear spiritual understandings and become less consequent and less enthusiastic in the pursuit of the ultimate goal of life. This does sometimes happen to a devotee. I remember almost one year ago in Radhadesh, I gave a lecture entitled From Idealism to Realism. And in this lecture, I described that in the beginning, devotees are idealistic. That means they put their ideals above the practical considerations, and later they feel, let's be realistic now, and that means for them to put practical considerations above their ideas. That's a journey which every which is all so natural. However, on this journey, if you leave or if you lose on this journey the soul of enthusiasm in your spiritual life, then you can come in troubled waters. But this was the subject matter of that lecture, which I do not want to repeat in its entirety again here. The point I'm making is, in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, a devotee starts in a very, very enthusiastic and idealistic way, and if he or she is not careful, then something will happen on the way to heaven. Something will happen with his or her enthusiasm, and sometimes it does happen that the enthusiasm is just lost. Just like you started your journey with your prasadam package in the car, and you, as you go on, there are some bumpy things, you know, holes in the road, and then you look, what happened with our prasadam? It's gone, and you feel you are hungry and you do not get the food which you require to really continue the journey to its end. This is what should not happen to any one of us in this movement for Krishna consciousness. We should always be sure that in our journey we have this package, the prasadam package, to speak in ISKCON terms, with us, so that we can get enough strength and enough soul on our journey. Now, what I will now address the question, what happens, or by what is our enthusiasm attacked? Bhaktivinoda Thakur analyzes that the enthusiasm is attacked by three things: inattention, distraction, and laziness. These, if you look carefully, are three successive states. First, you become inattentive. That is, your mind, inattentive. Then you become distracted. And then you become lazy. You can even see this in your japa, in your chanting. First, you chant Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, quite enthusiastic. But then you become a little bit inattentive. And as a result, oh, Taraka, you do what Taraka has just exemplified us. You become first distracted, like I may give a lecture, but Taraka understood maybe holidays in India. You know, you were first inattentive, then you became attracted, and then she went to sleep. That's called laziness. Thank you for the example. Taraka always helps me in my lectures. This is a typical thing which we all know when we listen or when we chant. We do become inattentive, then we become distracted. Our mind goes somewhere else. And as a result, we become there's a switch which goes out. In spiritual life, it is that we become overcome by a lazy feeling towards our spiritual practices, and we just don't get towards that. Our enthusiasm is first attacked. I want to describe now these points a little bit more in detail by inattention. In Krishna consciousness, or let us say in spiritual philosophy, there are two types of visions. One is called the apara vichara, and the second the tattva vichara. Apara vichara means a very external perception, and tattva vichara means a deep spiritual perception. To give a very simple analogy or example, if I look at this room with an apara vichara or external perception, I see many young people who are grouped together. They sit on the floor, and some of them are fighting with the tiredness, which is natural when one has made a long journey. However, I could also look at this assembly in a more deeper or spiritual way. I could see here are many souls who are on their way back home, back to Godhead. These souls have somehow come in contact with Srila Prabhupada's movement, and they have assembled here to get some food for their enthusiasm and for their faith. See, and it can go deeper and even deeper. I could say most of them are my disciples. I would no longer say they are men and women, but I relate to you in a different way. And you also, when you look with the tattva vichara level, you don't see here is a 43-year-old man who is turning 40, 44, if that is correct. Maybe I'm turning 43. I didn't. This has to be figured out by the calculating minds. You could say this, or you could say, well, he's not just a 44, 45, or 90-year-old person, but he's someone totally different in my life. You know, so it's always in Krishna consciousness, you always have to be attentive in your life to really come to the tattva vichara level. Do you follow? If you live on the apara vichara, or on the outside or external level, you may never ever really grasp the thing. And the only way to go deep is by attention. You have to, you know, let me see what is the matter now. So enthusiasm is when you learn the simple secret to always go from an external perception to an deeper tattva vichara perception, you can avoid the inattention creeping in. Distraction. One of the in time management, the people tell you that the biggest time waster is when you have displaced something which you need. For instance, some of us are carrying spectacles. Imagine tomorrow you have displaced your spectacle somewhere, and you get up in the morning, ring, 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 you want to go to Mangal Arati, but you need the spectacles. So you can look for half an hour for your spectacle, and then after half an hour you finally found them, and you also found out you have come too late for Mangal Arati, it's over. How angry you feel. I have wasted my time. This half an hour looking for my spectacle is a totally useless time. I couldn't do japa. I was too agitated. I couldn't think of Krishna. I was too agitated. I could not even take a shower. I was looking underneath my bed for my spectacles. What a wasted time. So when the worst time wasting which happens is when we are diverted in our minds, and our mind goes somewhere else and it is not there with us. And the third time waster, that's a time waster, distraction. And the last thing, which is an enemy to our enthusiasm, is just laziness. Too lazy to chant the rounds. The whole day has already passed. It's 10 o'clock. Ooh, and I have to start with my eighth round now. too much in the mode of passion. Our mind is diverted to other things and we cannot really find the enthusiasm to engage in spiritual life. So, my dear devotees, to summarize, enthusiasm is taken away by inattention, by distraction, and by laziness. Be careful in your spiritual life about these three things. When you are engaged in your enthusiasm, when you are in Krishna consciousness, you naturally want to save your enthusiasm from dying out in some ways. How do we get enthusiasm? It is described in the 11th canto of Bhagavata. When an intelligent person engages constantly in worshipping me through loving devotional service as described by me, his heart becomes firmly situated in me. Thus all material desires within the heart are destroyed. The knot in the heart is pierced, all misgivings are cut to pieces, and the chain of fruitive action is terminated when I am seen as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know it's late and therefore difficult for us to concentrate, but here let me just summarize it for you in the slogan that all the illusions in the heart, all the misgivings are dispelled or are going away when one when I am seen as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. The point here is that it is useless to try to get your enthusiasm, to give life to your enthusiasm independently of Krishna. When you come into a situation in your life where you are losing your proviant, so to say, your enthusiasm on your way back home, back to Godhead, it's useless really to make some independent action. You need Krishna for this. You need that the Krishna Son appears in your life again. That is only possible by going again deeply into your devotional service and most of all by hearing from Krishna. If you look at the Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavad Gita is a story to get back enthusiasm. Arjuna, in the beginning of the fight, was so unenthusiastic that he started to cry. He didn't want to go for battle. He was sitting down in the chariot and just crying really and lamenting his ill fortune, and the bow slipped out of his hand. But when he heard Krishna's message, the whole Bhagavad Gita, then by just hearing, slowly something happened to him and the enthusiasm came back. In other words, for enthusiasm to come back, we do need Krishna to appear. Krishna appears when we hear about him from devotees, like this whole festival. It is actually, you can say, it's a festival for generating enthusiasm. Because in this festival, we will hear Krishna. And at the end, let us see, we will meet in 3 days again. I will bring my thermometer inside the group and see, now you look very tired. And I hope at the end of the festival you will look different. I can guarantee you will look even more tired. But
there will be a certain sparkle in the eyes, which is transcending physical tiredness. When Krishna, we hope that in this festival Krishna will more appear in our lives. I want to finish my lecture by giving you a little story on this point. It's a story about one family called the Patel family. The Patel family saw every night that the darkness came into their room and stole away the daylight like a thief. So they became very angry at darkness, and they took sticks and sparrows, and they started at 5 o'clock to stand before the doors of the house, waiting for darkness to come, and they were prepared to give a darkness a solid beating. So, I might need it again. They waited and waited, but no darkness came. Then one of the Patels felt a little thirsty and went inside the house to get a glass of water. When he went inside, all of the Patels heard a terrible screaming and said, "Here's darkness, come, come everyone! He has gone in the house! He went through the back window!" That's where darkness is. And they all jumped into the house, took their sticks and saw, yes, there is darkness. And they began to beat at the darkness. It became darker and darker. Soon they heard the pots falling off the shelves. Then one Patel was heard screaming, "He hit me! He hit me!" And then they fought and fought and fought until finally in the morning, I believe it was between 5 and 6 o'clock. I was not there. Or was it between 7 o'clock? I do not know. The Patels were triumphant. "Slowly, slowly, he's going back. We are so strong. We have finally managed to kick him out." Then they showed each other their wounds, where they were hit by darkness. They felt very powerful, very happy. But in the next evening, darkness came again, as you can well imagine. So this is a story of the foolish Patels, who thought without the sun they could dispel darkness by their own man-made endeavors. In the same way, a devotee is not blessed with a high degree of intelligence if he tries to become enthusiastic without Krishna. The best way for us to connect Krishna or come in connection with Krishna is if we are hearing from devotees or hearing in the midst of devotees. It is even described by the Acharyas, Ramanujacharya and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that if you feel that your enthusiasm goes away, if you feel that you do not have enough enthusiasm for your spiritual practices, just go in the association of devotees and hear. This is described. It's like the safe and sure remedy to take when our enthusiasm leaves us again and darkness comes into our lives. Darkness of unenthusiasm or not inspiration. So when this happens, that for some reason or another you lose your enthusiasm, say on Sankirtan, or say in your ashram as a brahmachari or as a grihastha, or say in your devotional service, when this comes up that you somehow feel darkness of doubts coming into your heart, or if you feel so many complicated thoughts entering, or if you just feel the naked demon of passion jumping into your consciousness and driving you around the whole day. The enthusiasm goes. Don't despair. That's the worst thing to do. Oh, I'm becoming not so enthusiastic. That's not good. Krishna understands the situation and he gives a very nice and encouraging advice in the Uddhava Gita. He says, Yato Shadho Matkatashu Nivina Sarvakaramashu Vedukat Makam Kaman Paridyage Pyanishvara. Having awakened faith in the narration of my glories, being disgusted with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha ki jai. Very, very beautiful our deities. Let us start again. Krishna describes a devotee like all of you who has developed faith, who is disgusted with material activities, who knows theoretically and practically that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment. You know, when the devotee, in other words, he knows everything, but it just doesn't work with his spiritual life. Krishna says, my devotee then should remain happy. Be happy, Krishna says. You might say, why? This is the greatest source of misery. I know something is good and I can't do it. Why should I remain happy? No reason. I must become depressed. No. My devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction, even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment. My devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents, bedauert, you know, such activities. So, when you see that you are not so strong in your spiritual life, one day it might happen that you somehow are just distracted in your spiritual life, or you are inattentive, you cannot come from the superficial level to the deeper level of Krishna consciousness. Don't despair. This very often happens. Devotees come and say, one day I was on Sankirtan, everything went so well, and the next day I did the same thing. I chanted my rounds in the same time, ate the same amount of prasad, and did everything, prayed and so on, but it didn't work. Don't despair. Just, this is what Krishna says, keep on worshipping Krishna with faith and conviction, and you will see that slowly, slowly, slowly the Krishna sun will rise again. It is very natural that enthusiasm is attacked in this world of Maya, in this age of Kali, in our lives who are not so very qualified. That is very natural. But never give up counting on the Krishna Son. If you worship Krishna, if you keep on with your vows, if you keep on with your activities in devotional service, the Krishna Son will rise and will drive away the darkness which is momentarily or temporarily covering you for this reason or another reason. So I do wish you all the best in your spiritual journey from the beginning states of Krishna consciousness to the later stage. Always take care that in your journey you will have this proviant box of enthusiasm which will give you strength. Be aware of what can steal your enthusiasm away. We mentioned the three things: inattention, distraction to other things outside of Krishna consciousness, and laziness. And know what to do to get enthusiasm back. That is, do have association with devotees. And even in times where you are a little slavy, a little weak, don't worry. Just keep on with the regular processes. Now you want to have a very, very good advice for gaining back into the atom. Come to Nityananda's appearance day. Somehow you have, we are all together to celebrate it. This festival in our movement has a very good reputation everywhere in our temples. We celebrate it. So now we are together for a few days. That means we can help each other and inspire each other in Krishna consciousness. Let us do this. And yes, Hare Krishna. I must say something at the end of this lecture. See, half an hour, I have prepared my lectures for tomorrow and the other lectures, but this one, I just thought, what should I talk in the first time where we are all together about it? And I thought, I will talk about enthusiasm. Then I sat down to prepare, to think what I'm going to say. And I just was all the time thinking of tomorrow. I couldn't really concentrate so well. So I do hope that something is in there for everyone. It will be better tomorrow, hopefully. Hare Krishna. So please, if you do have some questions, ask them now. For me, I'm in Radha Desh when Varian turns the tapes, you know. There is Radha Gopinath and Varian's turning the tapes, you know. That is the specialty of Radha Desh. He's the fastest tape turner in the in this one. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Any questions?
Could you give some more example for distraction which can take away
our enthusiasm? Yes. The question is, can you give more examples or talk more about what takes away our enthusiasm? Now, I could talk very long about this. Loganath Maharaj has called me Anatapat. That means he who, I hope it means only he who knows about Anatas and doesn't have them all in the heart. But, to make it short, so that we are not all depressed, enthusiasm is obviously taken away by Anatas. And there are many anattas, unfortunately.
in the Amnaya Sutta, the anattas are put into four categories. The first category is when you are just an illusion about spiritual subject matters. That means, that is, you don't know who you are and who is Krishna and what is the process of sadhana. Then the next category of anatta is weakness, is desire for something else which is not Krishna consciousness, or which is not favorable for Krishna's service. And first things are called, mentioned, the desire to go to heavenly planets and to get moksha, but then it comes to the real things, sense enjoyment, these desires for sense enjoyment. And in this way, then there are anattas which give rise to offenses against Vaishnavas and against the Guru and against the Supreme Personality of Godhead even. In this way, a whole number of anattas is mentioned. And if we keep these anattas in our devotional service and do not become honest with ourselves, Krishna Mayi, then what can happen is that these that these anattas become like strong weeds, unkraut, who choke the real plant of bhakti. So a sincere devotee will go from time to time in the garden of the heart and look, what has grown here? Interesting. I think I don't know this plant. Could it be a weed? And you know, if it's not so, if you do not know that this is a weed, you might ask another devotee, Prabhu, give me some feedback. How do you analyze this? And he said, it's a weed, it's an anatta. You know, and then to take it out. Weeding in the heart is very important. Now the easiest type of, weeding is to, when you feel your heart is full with anattas, or to some degree full of anattas, go to devotees who don't have these anattas. It's also good if one goes to, has association with one's spiritual master from time to time, when one feels that the heart is so full with other things, because then one immediately gets the right standard, and one feels, first one feels a little ashamed, I'm a little dirty, it has happened again. But then, if one doesn't run away, then the hand comes to the anattas. Then it does go. Prabhupada has given this advice. He even sometimes kept disciples who were problematic in his near him. Of course, these disciples were not so problematic that they couldn't associate any longer with their spiritual master. But yes, that's very good tip. What else can take away our enthusiasm? Obviously, doubts. But doubts is already tattva vibhrama, that is a mistaken conception about truth. If you do have doubts, you need to clarify them. Krishna calls him the demon of doubt. His name is Madhusudana, he who kills the demon of doubt. But since you have asked, Krishna, well, maybe someone else will ask me this. Do you have another question? Otherwise, I will tell what I want to tell. Yeah?
Many people are disappointed nowadays, also young people are disappointed in material life, but also are disappointed in their original religion. It's in this part, it's mostly Roman Catholic.
Yes.
So they're also disappointed in religion. How can we give them the initial enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness?
actually, if someone is disappointed in his religious life or spiritual life, you need to take away the disappointment and give him such a good Krishna conscious experience that he will go to Krishna consciousness and be there. Unfortunately, also devotees in ISKCON are becoming disappointed. This is something which is happening. You know, I'm talking with my god brothers about this, and they all tell me this. It's a troubled time. Ooh, the storm of Kali is becoming more more icy, I would say, and it will come more and more and more. If devotees now are not putting their roots deeply in the ground of Krishna consciousness, the storm will take a few away from us. In the next, this last year was already, at least many of my god brothers say, and I have the same opinion, it was a very difficult year also for ISKCON and for devotees. So, when you are on a journey and you're becoming disappointed, it means you're not giving nourishment to your enthusiasm. Each one of you, what do you do each day to feed your enthusiasm? What is your plan? What is your practical activity? Oh, we never thought about this. Let us hear a quote of Prabhupada. The Prabhupada says that there are sources of enthusiasm. Do you? Many of you don't speak English, plus my English is not so up to standard, really. Do you know what is the meaning of a source? It's also spring. In Deutsch, Quelle. What is it in Yugoslavian, Olga? What? Izvor. Anyways, everyone knows by now. When you have a journey through a desert, if you are experienced, you will plan your journey in such a way that on your way there are some springs to resplendish or to get your drinking water supply ready. Yes? If you plan any journey, you need in desert places, Sisirala Gopinath ki jai. You need to know where is the water. In the same way, in Krishna consciousness, you need to know where's the water for my enthusiasm. Listen, this is such a good quotation, you will enjoy it. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has introduced this system of regulative principles, which I have taught you also. Prabhupada doesn't here refer to the four rules and regulations which we promise at the time of initiation. He speaks of other regulative principles. These regulative principles, such as rising before 4 a.m. for Mangal Arati. One devotee came to me from Berlin, where absolutely no one rises for Mangal Arati or before 4 o'clock. It's just not done there for some reason. But the reason is Berlin is just Tamagun. So he says, Prabhupada says, these regulative principles such as rising before 4 a.m. for Mangal Arati, chanting 16 rounds minimum on beads daily, reading books, going for the street sankirtan, preaching to anyone and everyone, offering the prasad like that, these principles of devotional service are there to safeguard us from Maya's attack by keeping us always enthusiastic. If we strictly observe these principles, we shall remain always enthusiastic. These are the sources and the maintenance, sources and the maintenance of our enthusiasm to serve Krishna. Each devotee knows this. When he or she, due to sometimes just tiredness and just having not managed to schedule the day so nicely that one goes, so that one goes later to bed than 10 o'clock, and then one cannot raise up so early. So when a devotee then comes back to rising early at before 4 o'clock, something happens in his or her life. It immediately works. Obviously, I'm saying you have to find enough rest. When you are the Mangal Aratik, fighting with death itself, just stay on your... then you will not be very enthusiastic in the Mangal Aratik. But we should put our lives in such a way that we can go to Mangal Aratik. We should chant 16 rounds. The best is to do it without interruption. Then really, you chant one round after the other, the after the other. 16 rounds before 7 o'clock. It can be done very easily. Reading books. Going for street sankirtan, preaching to anyone and everyone. I remember in Hamburg, we had our Bhakti Sangha groups, our young bhaktas, and there we do have a lot of enthusiastic bhaktas, and also many enthusiastic bhaktis, extremely enthusiastic. So they went out for book distribution, with shaking knees and shaking hands. But they felt so enthusiastic afterwards. It's a magical formula. Or preaching. Don't forget to preach to anyone and everyone. that really drags you out of the dullness. So on and so forth. That keeps you against Maya. So when you go to this young disillusioned people, you can invite them to Radhadesh and get them out of their beds before 4 o'clock. Just say, make the experiment. Make the adventure. Krishna, the spiritual adventure is calling you. Tell them how to chant their rounds. Show them how to offer prasadam. Ooh, that works very good with people. This way, they will have the sources and maintainers of enthusiasm. But us old-timers means 2 years old in Krishna consciousness, 3 years old, 5 years old. Oh, 5 years, that's a big time, when lives are changing. 10 years old, 15 years old, 25 years old, and so on. Let us not forget where the sources of, where the fresh water of enthusiasm is to be found. Krishna. So now it's 9:15. We should end here. I must say, I'm becoming enthusiastic in your presence. In Cologne I was just not so, but now it's slowly coming back. At least, something is working here for someone. Thank you all very much. All the best for you. Let us have a very nice festival tomorrow. Lord Nityananda Nam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi.